This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. All right, so there was big news yesterday. Supreme Court Justice Breyer has decided that he will retire. Stephen Breyer is intending to retire. I think he's probably going to hang it up officially come October.
At the end of this session, yeah.
Now, there was a couple things that were odd about this. One is that he didn't come out and announce it. Someone got ahead of him. I mean, the Democrats were just so excited to announce that this guy was walking away that they didn't even have the decency to let him do it on his own time. They're like, guys, have you heard? Stephen Breyer's out. Yes.
Yeah, his people have said he was blindsided to hear that it came out.
They've been going back and forth between, you know, stunned, surprised, hurt, disappointed. But either way, I mean, this is what you get when you are a liberal Supreme Court justice. You're never going to do enough for the woke progressives. Remember how they treated RBG when she passed away? There were plenty of people whose hot take was, well, that's why we told her to retire before this happened. So now Trump gets to replace her with a conservative justice. So much class.
What have you done for me lately?
So much tolerance. But Joe Biden was out there today. Before we even get to the Joe Biden sound, which I'm sure, you know, he never fails.
Top of his game, I would say. Top of his game.
Oh, really? The ice cream did him some good? Oh, good. Good to know. But before we get to that, I want to play some of the reaction to this because the left is trying to set this up. And Joe Concha nailed it. He was on Fox and he was talking about, actually, let's play it. I actually have the sound right here. He talked about how they're trying to spin this, as always, into something that it's not. You know, Stephen Breyer retiring. By the way, for anyone who is listening to this and going, Stephen Breyer, the Supreme Court justice, what did he do lately? Well, he was the one who spread some misinformation when he was hearing the oral arguments about the Biden vaccine mandate, and he said, oh, there were 750 million cases on Thursday in the United States. There's only 330-ish million people in the United States, but somehow we all got like three cases at once. So
that sounds about accurate for CDC numbers.
Compared to Sonia Sotomayor's number, it was pretty dead on. But that's why you might have him on the brain, fresh on the brain. So the mainstream media is going absolutely crazy. They're giddy about this. They're celebrating. And listen to Joe Concha's take. This is Cut 16.
I just don't see this development regarding Breyer's retirement as any kind of real game changer. If a conservative on the bench like Clarence Thomas had announced his or her his retirement, then that justice being replaced by a liberal, that's a different ball game. But the court remains 6-3 or 5-4 conservative here. And since Biden already said he would name a black woman to the bench, there's no wow factor because he's simply shooting par. Look, the Supreme Court is important. I get that. But when simply bringing in a lefty relief pitcher from the same team to hold the score where it is, it's not the big story many in media are making it out to be when compared to, as you listed, inflation, crime, education, the border, and all that unrest overseas with Russia and Ukraine.
Now, Biden is still committed to his promise. I know that he's backtracked on a lot of other promises. He's had some empty promises, as I always like to say. Empty promises and empty shelves from an empty suit. But on this one, he has no choice. He has to follow through with this, lest the progressives take out their pitchforks and take away his ice cream, take away his Häagen-Dazs from the White House kitchen. He has to stick with this. And Psaki has made it clear that he intends to. This is Cut 9.
Does President Biden plan to honor his pledge to nominate a black woman to the court?
Well, I've commented on this previously. The president has stated and reiterated his commitment to nominating a black woman to the Supreme Court and certainly stands by that.
And Biden also confirmed it. Cut six.
While I've been studying candidates' backgrounds and writings, I've made no decision except one. The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first Black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
Now, I'm going to be very careful here because I understand that I could offend if I don't walk a delicate balance. But isn't it racist to say, before you even, well, first of all, it's kind of funny to think that he's, you know, wading through all of these applications, you know, with his little glasses on. I know he's very Socratic. I know he has leather-bound books and carries a briefcase. But the idea that Joe Biden's like sitting by the fire, you know, oh, like a teacher grading papers. All right, let's see. Who's my next candidate? Let's see how he did with this case. Very good, very good. Is ridiculous. He's not getting
the Breakfast Club for inspiration.
He's not getting even a glimpse at these things. But isn't it already racist to say, without looking at any applications, any candidates, that I know I'm going to pick a Black woman? I've seen a lot.
Racism.
I've seen a lot of conservatives, obviously, because Democrats would never make this case, but conservatives on social media saying, this is offensive to Black women. Like the idea that you are picking someone, because let's think of it like this, okay? If he had never made this promise, which he had to make, because think about it, he's in his basement. He's not really bringing much to the table. He can barely get a sentence out. He does these little campaign things and there's six people with circles drawn around him. He had to throw out. He's like the kid in school who's running for president and says, water slide, first day I'm in, pizza every day, ice cream sundaes. That is what he had to do because he was desperate. So he threw out this absurd promise that I'm, without looking at anyone, I'm going to pick a Black woman to be in the Supreme Court, which, like I said, that is just, to me, screams racism. But now he can't backtrack on it. And I just find it that if he had never said that, I guess this was my main point, if he had never made that promise and he picked a highly qualified, which there are tons of highly qualified Black women who could fill this position. But if he had never made that original promise and just picked one, then you would say, oh, that's wonderful. He picked that woman. But now because he said it, it brings in this element of, I'm only picking this person because she is a Black woman. I don't think that that had to be the case. I think he made that the case by making this pandering, offensive checkbox that he wants, or box that he wants to check. I think it's actually more offensive than if he had just picked someone. Yeah. Pick someone based off their qualifications.
And by doing that, he has ruined the historical impact of this appointment.
Yeah.
I would expect nothing less from a racist like Joe Biden than to try to ruin this moment.
Like, all he sees is the color of your skin.
And even in that cut, you know, I'm going to nominate a well-qualified, blah, blah, intelligent Black woman. That's the just a rehash of poor kids are just as smart as white kids. Like, the guy has not changed his tone. He's not learned anything.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't learned anything.
In sports world, that's what we used to joke about, was the equivalent of, you know, the Black quarterback, well-spoken, athletic. Like, that was code for a Black quarterback. It's the same thing he's doing here.
Yeah, he's really, he's doing a disservice to whoever he picks because he's, without even realizing it, he's being racist. And I want to play some of the reaction from the press here. Let's first hear, let's do it in order, Jared, whichever one comes first, with the Peter Alexander, Lester Holt stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Lester. No formal comment from the White House at this time. But as you note, that is one of the headlines that we will certainly be refocusing on over the course of the next several days and weeks, was the president's commitment as a candidate that he would nominate the first African-American justice to the Supreme Court. It's likely he would also be looking for a younger justice.
Oh, Clarence Thomas has something to say about that.
Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah, like, can we get a fact check on this guy? Luckily, Lester Holt is there to keep him in line. Cut 11.
Be welcomed by the White House, and at this point, still no formal comment from them about any plans going forward.
All right, Peter, thank you. And for me to just quickly clarify, the president made the commitment to nominate an African-American woman as a justice in the Supreme Court. I want to go now to the phone, former federal prosecutor.
Thank you for the clarification. It makes sense that you have to clarify what Peter Alexander is saying, because if people don't remember, Peter Alexander was the one who asked Donald Trump, what do you say to people who think you're giving Americans false hope? And Trump looked at him and said, you're a terrible reporter. And I'll never forget it. And I, not to go down memory lane here, but why not? One of the other things that Trump said to Peter Alexander during that same back and forth is he said, you know, he's being very optimistic about vaccines, about therapeutics. And Peter Alexander asked him, you know, are you giving people false hope? And after he told him he was a terrible reporter, he said, you know what, Peter? We'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. But maybe I'm right. I've been right a lot. And I remember it because I thought to myself, he has been right a lot. You know, he doesn't get a lot of credit for it, but he's been right a lot. And now that we look at all of the predictions he made about the Biden administration, he even admitted, he said, I knew I was going to be right, but I didn't know I was going to be this right.
Good God. He still has yet to be proven wrong.
Now, I got to play one other cut here. Senator Mazie Hirono, made a comment about what kind of justice she would like to see on the Supreme Court. Cut 8.
Someone who will consider the impact, the effects of whatever decision making is on people in our country, so that they're not making decisions just based on, which I would like them to base it on law, which would be nice and precedent, and who are not eagerly trying to get rid of decades of precedent that would protect a woman's right to choose, for example, and voting rights, etc. But I'd like a justice who also will take into consideration the real life impact of the decisions he or she will be making.
Yeah, you wouldn't want someone to base it just on law. That'd be scary.
It'd be nice if the Supreme Court based stuff off law, but
who took the cake on the stupid takes about who should be the Supreme Court justice? Jimmy Kimmel, of course, never ceases to amaze. Cut 6. This is comedy,
this
by the way.
This is a big deal because now Joe Biden will get a chance to replace Breyer, who's old, with another liberal. Biden said he'll keep his promise to nominate a black woman to fill Breyer's spot. You know who he should nominate? I was thinking about this today. I have a great idea, actually. I'm not even kidding. This is a great idea. Joe Biden should nominate Anita Hill to be on the Supreme Court. Now, how good would that be?
Hey, that's a good idea.
She marches in, sits on the bench right next to Clarence, cracks open a can of Coke. She's like, hey, Clarence, how was your weekend, bitch? Right? He has to do this. Think about it.
I don't have words for how not funny Jimmy Kimmel has become. But I'm glad he's weighing in on who should be. And you know what's the scariest part is the White House is probably keeping tabs on that. They get all of their advice from Twitter. And that's the only time I see Jimmy Kimmel is on these little short clips on Twitter where conservatives are dunking on him and seizing on his bogus material. So maybe Jen Psaki will see that and say, hey, Joey, we got a really good idea from one of our sources on the field, Jimmy Kimmel. 844-500-4242. I see you guys on the line. We'll take your calls about this. And we have a lot more to get to. If you've ever craved a great glass of red wine, but memories of the after effects haunt you, well, I have the answer for you. The reason that happens sometimes, if you indulge a little bit, is because many wines are chemically processed to extend their shelf life. So it's time to skip the middleman. Bonner Private Wines Partnership has exactly what you need. From my first sip, I could tell that this wine was not like any other. They're absolutely delicious. They're fruity, but they're not overly fruity. They've got a nice soft blend and they're just really, really great. And plus, bonus, I slept like a baby after I drank a glass of this wine. No morning regrets. The Bonner Private Wines Partnership is no ordinary wine club. They don't sell leftover bulk wine just to add a fancy label. Bonner searches the globe to ensure quality. Bonner seeks honest wines that don't need to hide behind excess filtration and additives only to add an inflated price. when the mailroom manager and I used to travel sometimes for work, we'd sometimes go to dinner and we'd both be like, oh, I would love a glass of red. But we both had the same reaction. You feel so crappy the next day after you drink red. But I was talking to her the other day and she said, I don't feel anything the next day after drinking this. I don't feel, my head doesn't hurt. And I said, I feel the same way. And it's because it's good quality. That's really what makes the difference. Join the Bonner Private Wines Partnership and have it delivered directly to your home. Your adventure awaits at Bonner. Go to B-O-N-N-E-R privatewines.com/grace for $60 off your purchase. You have to use that website though. I've had some people complaining that they're not able to subscribe. It's BonnerPrivateWines.com/grace for $60 off your purchase. We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
We were joking with one another when he walked in. Did we ever think that he would have served decades on the court and I'd be president of the United States when the day he came in to retire? And he looked at it. Anyway, I won't tell you what he said. I'm joking.
Why? That seems like a pretty regular thing. So what did he respond to it with? He's a man of decency like you, Joe. What did he say? Oh, you stupid SOB. I never thought that I'd be retiring and you, you old bag of bones, would be the president. Come here, Joe. What did he say? I'm joking.
That's going to best be left to history, I guess.
Yeah, Joe. It's like Joe knows the old expression, better to remain silent than open your mouth and remove all doubt. But he goes halfway. You know, he opens his mouth, he says words, and then he is, I'll stay silent. Amazing stuff. All right, let's go to the calls here. Tom, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Grace, how you doing? Great show. I listen all the time.
Thank you.
Look, you know what I have to say? I can't believe we live in a country that is so woke, yet so blind at the same time, where you have a man like Joe Biden literally saying racist things to everybody in the news media, and nobody calls him out on it. You know, I'm a black man. I have black sisters. You know, we have overcome obstacles in our lives, and I'm not saying, hey, America's racist and stuff like that. Not at all. But what I'm saying is, as a black person, yes, I have obstacles that I needed to overcome in my life, in my personal life, my work life, my sisters more so than me, okay, as women. The fact that he's coming up saying, hey, the only thing you need to do is be black and a woman to be on the Supreme Court is absolutely ridiculous and racist. And the fact that nobody's saying that to this man is really shocking to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand the man has no idea what it's like to be black in America. But to say, I'm only going to pick you because you're black, that is a slap in the face to me and every African-American person that struggled and beat the odds. You know what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely do, Tom. And like you said, I'm not black. I don't know exactly how black people are reacting to this, but I had a feeling that it wasn't going to come off as well as Joe Biden intended it to. And he really does think that this is a great thing that he's saying, and he keeps bragging about it. And Tom, it's part of what he used to get elected.
Okay, yeah, but yes, and you know, I'm a registered independent, by the way. I'm not a fan of the Republican or Democrat Party. I do know a lot of the people in the African American communities are Democrats, and I do see that. I have no idea why, when you have this elderly white guy coming up and talking like he has a clue about what the struggles of the common black person is. I mean, you know, I can't fathom this. You know, why is he allowed to say this? Why was Donald Trump so vilified? And the man was a was hiring minorities left and right.
Yeah, and he had the lowest black unemployment ever recorded in history. And I think that that actually was a better sign of, or is better for black people than what Joe Biden thinks he's doing. Tom, excellent call. Call back anytime. We really appreciate it. All right, Woke or Joe coming up next. Let's get full lines.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
It's Thursday. It's Friday, Junior, and I feel alive. And even better yet, it's 1:30 on Thursday.
Friday, which, Junior. I actually said that to our Marketron person today, and she was like, oh, that's so funny. I really love that. So the Friday, Junior is catching on.
It is. And some Thursdays I forget to say it.
But does that mean Wednesday is Friday the 3rd?
Wednesday's Friday, Junior, Junior.
Not a joke.
Okay, so because it is Friday, Junior, and it is 1:30, that means it's time for Woke or Joke, and it's brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Aviva has all of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parm and cannolis made with fresh local ingredients. Visit them today in Wrentham, Malden, Maynard, Marlborough, or Westford.
Make reservations for Valentine's Day.
Yes. Again, we always say this, but she's going to tell you she doesn't want to go out to dinner. She wants to go out to dinner, okay? Or maybe he wants to go out to dinner. Who's ever making the resis, make them now. By the way, if
since
you...
Since it's Woke or Joke, maybe they, them want to go out to dinner. Let's
very true. Inclusive. Now, if you win Woke or Joke, stay on the line. You'll be entered to win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. All right, joining me now in studio. Last week he was in Florida. Now he's back in New England. Is the Wizard of Woke. How are you feeling today?
Feeling good. Got a lot of headlines to get through.
Okay.
Feeling confident.
Let's get right to it. Now, I just want to remind people, we do have a lot of people on the lines, but keep calling in because we go through people really quick. So keep calling in throughout the course of the segment. It's 844-500-4242. We'll go through this round of lines and then we'll hopefully have a bunch of people, you know, waiting on the other end. Okay, here we go. Are we ready for Woke or Joke?
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Ha ha ha. Pink haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
But the joke was on me. Oh no.
All right, you know how it works. Taylor Cormier is going to read you a headline. You have to decide, is it woke, as in it's real, or is it a joke? Did he or Jared or Matt make it up out of whole cloth? All right, so let's go first to Allie. Allie, you're first on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Allie?
I am ready, Grace. I'm ready, Taylor.
All right, Allie, here's your headline. I'm going to give you a whopper of one right away. Woman claims drinking menstrual blood improves her health.
Oh, goodness. I'm going to go with woke.
That is woke. Very good, Allie.
Not a joke.
I wanted Allie to win. She sounded
very
so
nice. Yeah.
By the way, that's disgusting, and you should keep in mind it is the lunch
hour.
Should
have been a trigger warning.
Open your mind, Grace. Come on. You can't just prejudge. That's we need to hear the story.
It's a Spanish influencer who said her blood is pure medicine. And it's
okay. Yeah, that's
she does paintings. She calls them period pieces. Yes.
Oh. I mean, this isn't the first time we've heard about people
alive. Like,
this isn't the first time we've heard about people drinking. You know, there's people who drink their urine.
No, I mean, you know, they're called people.
Bear Grylls does that in any given episode.
People
of
eat the placenta after a child's born. I mean, there's stuff. There's precedent for things like
this is LA and Jared coming out right now. He's like,
very
this is
hippie
hey
thing to do.
Man,
very very hippie stuff to do, but people do things
to
like
each
this.
Their own.
Yes,
absolutely. We could say that about every headline on Woke or Joke. Right. To each their own.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Brian. You're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Brian?
I am ready.
All right, Brian, here's your headline. University language guide says grandfather, housekeeping, and spirit animal are problematic words.
You know, I work for the flagship campus here in Massachusetts, and I'm going to say that that is woke.
That is woke. That's the University of Washington.
Not a joke.
Very good, Brian. Stay on the line.
Housekeeping. Goes through the,
why is that?
Housekeeping is because the word that the guide recommends should be avoided by others working in the information technology industry because it can feel gendered.
Well, that's their own prejudice. You know, you're just assuming that housekeeping goes to the woman. That's sometimes with these things that are woke, it's like you're actually just revealing what you think of it. It's like when people say looting is a racist term. Well, no, not if you're just referring to the act of looting. If you have a preconceived notion of what looting is, then that's on you, right. Racist.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what is your spirit animal?
My spirit animal is...
I know what it is.
You do?
Yeah. Eeyore.
Well, that's a character. He's not really an animal.
Jared? Yeah, he's a jackass is a spirit animal.
Jared, what's yours?
Bear. I am a bear.
You think so?
I've done the test.
Oh, you've done... Okay. So, oh, sorry.
I did the online test and I came up
with
as
one
a bear.
A while ago and it was a grumpy, cantankerous creature. Probably like a badger or something.
I didn't know that you could do a test online. I think that mine is
not
one of those Facebook
test.
Tests.
I think I'm a bunny rabbit.
A BuzzFeed.
I've always
thing.
Really connected with bunnies.
A bunny rabbit.
They're energetic, but they're sweet. Sometimes they're sour.
No, those are Sour Patch Kids.
They're messy.
Maybe I'll do one of the tests and then I'll come back after the break and tell everyone what I am. Mary, you're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Mary?
Yes.
All right, Mary, here's your headline. New York City TV meteorologist nixes term bomb cyclone to prevent sparking terrorism fears.
Woke.
That's a joke, Mary. I got you.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Sorry, Mary.
She was very final about it. Okay.
Okay. Next week. There's always next week.
Right.
That's interesting because I would like them to stop saying bomb cyclone because it's stupid and I don't like it.
It's very stupid. Can we just say snowstorm?
They love it, though. I saw it today on the New York Post.
Oh, it hypes up everything. You notice the totals are already dropping for our area, right?
Ugh, of course.
It was up to 24 inches 2 days ago. Now it's down to 18. By the end of this, 7 maybe.
Do you remember the times where you thought you were going to get school off and then you wake up the next morning and there was no snow?
Oh, very disappointing. I also remember the times when we got a storm about 2 feet Sunday into Monday and it just canceled school all week.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
We got kind of bookended by snowstorms that week.
Oh, got it. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, so bomb cyclone remains. They're not getting rid of that. That is one of their top five faves. All right, let's go to Bob. You're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Bob?
I am ready and waiting, Grace.
Okay.
All right, Bob, here's your headline. Celebrity chef hires cultural appropriation specialists to advise on cookbooks.
Woke.
That is woke. He will not be contacting Elizabeth Warren.
Not a joke.
I saw this. Yeah. Good job, Bob. Stay on the line. And by the way, we have a few lines open now, so it's 844-500-4242. You can get in before we go to break. That's interesting because explain to me this. Riddle me this, Wizard of Woke. What food is not culturally appropriated? Like, what food is just...
I mean, if you're the one writing the cookbook, it's food of your heritage that would not be culturally appropriate.
So I could write about potatoes.
You could, yes.
And that's it, basically. Let's be honest. The Irish... I say this all the time. I know someone's going to call up and say, you haven't had my Irish soda bread. It's...
Haggis is Scottish, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not really fun, though.
It's going to be some type of boiled Irish meat, though. That's...
Right.
Ugh. That sounds terrible.
Not corned beef, which actually is not Irish.
My mom loves corned beef.
Corned beef is great.
You're just trying to get on a good side now because you insulted chocolate chip ice cream.
The only day you shouldn't get a corned beef and cabbage meal is St. Patrick's Day.
Why? Because it's just too...
It's just so mass-produced. You're not going to get a good
But a lot of places only really have it that week. They don't do it all the time. That's a lot of places.
Then go to a place that does it all the time and does it well.
Oh, my God. If only we could all be as wonderful as Taylor Corn here.
Plan ahead.
But really, though, so all cooking is cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
Unless you're just going to cook what your culture has.
Right.
Got it. Okay, cool. So once again, I'm not going to start cooking. I have another excuse.
I'm happy to culturally appropriate. It just so happens my favorite food is Italian. I am Italian, so there we go.
You lucky SOB.
Yeah. You stay away from my...
You have all kinds of potatoes.
My veal parmesan.
Diane, you're next with Taylor, Jared, and Grace. Are you ready for your headline, Diane?
I am, Grace.
Okay, Diane, here's your headline. Facebook exploring accredited public school option through virtual reality called Metaversity.
I'm going to go joke.
Very good.
By the way, wow. That was a joke. That's not true.
No, that was a gut split decision right there.
I didn't understand any of it. Can you say it again?
Facebook exploring accredited public school option through virtual reality called Metaversity. You know, they have the metaverse now, the virtual reality world that you can go into and just sit on a couch and be lazy and talk.
Oh, so it would be basically doing what they're doing now with Zoom schooling, except for right. You have the weird goggles on.
You have the weird goggles on and you're pretending to be in a classroom.
Congrats. You just gave them the idea. We'll probably see you next week.
I told Jared earlier today, and I came up with the perfect name that I now have to trademark and buy the domain website.
Yes, you can be responsible for more of the destruction of the youth.
Metaversity. Metaverse. Come on, that's great.
It is a good name.
We have an update from 617. Grace, the Irish are not allowed to claim anything. The potato came from South America.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
I didn't know potatoes can migrate.
Fine, then
with Joe Biden in office, they can.
So what am I supposed to do, though? If that's the case, what am I supposed to cook? Nothing? I already do cook nothing, so we're set.
I've never seen a flock of potatoes flying north to Ireland.
They don't like the cold.
It's because they're waiting in Westchester in the middle of the night.
Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, you're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm all set.
All right, Jonathan, here's your headline. School district rumored to be providing litter boxes to students identifying as furries.
Come on, that's got to be a joke.
That's woke. But there is a catch.
Not a joke.
There is a catch, which is tricky.
There is a catch. The rumor is not true, but there was a rumor going around. The school district denies that they're providing litter boxes. They actually had to respond to this rumor.
Yeah, I saw the headline. I actually saw the parent who was talking about it at the teacher conference being like, my child came home and said there's a litter box in the bathroom. And it was one of those headlines that I read it just to get a rise out of Will, because he's not always on his phone like I am. And I said, do you know that they're now providing litter boxes for students? And it upset him.
I dread having to later explain to Howie during the Week in Woke
what a furry is. That is your job.
Beto O'Rourke. That's a furry.
All right, let's go to Jay. You're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Jay?
I am.
All right, Jay, here's your headline. Cult classic Fight Club gets happy ending in China.
Woke.
That is woke.
Wow.
So not a joke. Not a joke.
The exhaustion that people have when we read them these headlines is so amazing
to
me.
They do this with a lot of movies in China, a lot of American movies especially. They give them a different, you know, pleasant ending that doesn't seem tyrannical or explosive.
So how does Fight Club end in China? I'm curious.
They put up a title card that says, through the clue provided by Tyler Durden, the police rapidly figured out the whole plan and arrested all criminals, successfully preventing the bomb from exploding. After the trial, Tyler was sent to lunatic asylum, receiving psychological treatment. He was discharged from the hospital in 2012. The end.
That is like the laziest Deus Ex Machina I've ever seen. It's like, we're not only going to wrap this up, we're going to do it on one slide with a bunch of... like a title card?
Right. Of course, the end of the movie, he blows up all the credit card companies.
Whoa,
in the city, right?
Spoiler alert!
Oh, come on. Oh, by the way.
I've never seen Michael.
Him and Brad Pitt are the same character.
Rest in peace, Robert Paulson.
What's next? You're going to ruin Sixth Sense?
Meatloaf. Meatloaf's in Fight Club. Sixth Sense?
He is in Fight Club, and I have a really good Meatloaf story for later.
I'm going to spoil the Sixth Sense for you. It's not a good movie.
Yeah, well, that...
What a twist.
What a twist. Mike, you're next. Actually, do we have enough to do to another segment?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, listen up, everyone. Stay on the lines. We have a few lines still open. It's 844-500-4242. We will pull this over to the next segment. We will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. You can trust the team at Gold Co. to help protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/grace to request your free Protecting Your Wealth kit that uncovers the secrets your financial advisor won't tell you. That's goldco.com/grace. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Should Republicans try to block the Dems' SCOTUS nominee?
No, I don't think so.
Just 16% say no, 84% say yes.
They'd all be racist if they did.
Yes, well, that's inevitable, really.
Well, they're racist anyway, Republicans.
All right, let's go to the contestants on Woke or Joke. We're finishing up this segment. Dave, you're next. Are you ready for your headline, Dave? No?
I'm ready for my headline.
Okay.
Hold
it
at me.
All right, Dave, here's your headline. University puts trigger warning on Orwell's 1984.
Oh, that's woke.
That is woke, yes. Very good.
Not a joke.
I'm not doing too well today.
Ugh, Orwell would be like, yikes.
I mean, you can put Orwell in any headline and people are going to assume it's woke because it's the most ironic thing to happen to that book.
Yeah, and another thing I will say about 1984 is that during the Trump years, the Democrats talked about that book all the time. I remember watching Jeopardy, and one of the contestants was like, I have a collection of different 1984s, you know, from all different countries and blah, blah, blah. I was like, do you guys realize you're way more about what he was talking about than we are?
Right.
We just want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Lee, you're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Lee?
Hi, guys. Great show. Yes, I'm ready, Grace. Thank you.
All right, Lee, here's your headline. No injustice like snow injustice. Baltimore, what are you laughing for, Grace?
Sorry.
I'm going to start over. Composure, please.
Oh, sorry.
No injustice like snow injustice. Baltimore residents claim streets in black neighborhoods are last to be plowed.
I got to say woke.
That's a
they
joke.
Were complaining about it 20 years ago. I know it was.
It's a joke. Sorry, Lee.
By the way, that was a joke.
All I could think when you said that headline was, there's no business like show business.
That's what I had in mind when I wrote it.
It was good.
Yeah, thank you.
You should write for, you know, newsrooms. Give them the...
You know,
but you'd have to do
I'll do that someday.
You'd have to do a newsroom voice, you know? There's... Snow business, you know?
Yeah. I used to.
There's snow business. Like two scoops of ice.
Yeah,
cream.
You got to do the Leslie Stahl.
I'll try to get in contact with the people I used to work with because I used to write those headlines all the time to amuse myself and people in the office.
Give them that one. That was good.
Okay.
John, you're next on Woke or Joke. You're the last contestant. Are you ready for your headline, John?
Oh, wow. Yes, I am. Thanks. Great show, guys.
Thank you.
John, here's your headline. Chicago's race-neutral traffic cameras ticket black and Latino drivers the most.
Can you repeat the question?
Chicago's race-neutral traffic cameras ticket black and Latino drivers the most.
That's a joke.
No, it's not. That's true.
Oh!
Not a joke. Not
Sorry,
a joke.
Sorry, John. John was about to ask if he could phone a friend. Not in Woke or Joke. All right, Taylor Cormier, the Wizard of Woke. If you guys want to hear more of these headlines and what they actually mean, tune in to Week in Woke today at 5:30 on Howie's show. We will be back with a little Howard Stern in the news. Don't go anywhere.